Aaron, Aeron Walker, Walker. Today's day two. She was born 3/28/99. She'll complain of abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, earache, sore throat, swelling in the neck, nausea, lower abdominal pain. Our patient is a 24-year-old school teacher. Comes in with above-mentioned symptoms for 3 days, period, and periodic. Allergy, none. She's alert. She's awake. She doesn't appear to be in distress. Medication includes birth control pills and other meds that were given to her because she has episodic weakness and numbness in her right side of her body. She suffers from asthma, migraine, headaches, and depression and anxiety. No surgery, family history, hypertension, diabetes, last period in April. ETOH, occasional smoking, none. COVID immunization, none. She's alert, she's awake, 100%. 100 pounds, 99%, 98.7, 16, 107, 126 over 75. Heart positive, pump positive, still lungs, still bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are red, push to appendix is red, inflamed, logical, non-focal, skin shows no rash, there's lymphadenopathy noted on both sides of her neck. Number one, as far as the sore throat is concerned, she does have severe pharyngitis. Number two, no evidence of abscess formation. Number three, strep test is negative. Number four, history of hypokalemia. We'll check potassium. Number five, COVID is negative. Number six, flu A, flu B negative. Number seven, strep is negative. Once again, number eight, abdominal ultrasound shows small kidneys, normal liver, normal gallbladder. Neck ultrasound shows lots of lymphadenopathy in her neck. Pelvic ultrasound is inconclusive. Carotid ultrasound, which was done because of vertigo, shows good blood flow, minimal obstruction. Patient's care was discussed with patient. She will continue with the antibiotic. The Amoxil 875 BID in medrol dose pack. Nixon was receptor and a gram was given. Nixon was checked blood work. Nixon will call patient with results of blood work. Nixon was if symptoms get worse or develop any other issues, we'll go to the emergency room right away. Thank you.